A House, a Home. Written by Niraj Sikhi. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zu Shi, or The Untamed. Rating G. Category Gen. Also tagged for Sentient City. The Lotus Pier always loved the bright spirits of the world, the free and unrestrained. She held them cupped in her hands like birds, ready to fly away, to go where their whim takes them, to return because they loved her. Her cultivators reflected that, shining bright, standing against the world and attempting the impossible. But they were only humans, their lives short and too easily cut shorter. When the invading armies came to the pier, she tried her best to help her people, help them fight, help them flee, but the enemy was already invited inside her gates. There was nothing she could do. Her walls were thrown open, her treasures taken, her children killed, her very core, layer upon layer of arrays, painted by all the Jiang sect disciples through all the years, violated. The Wens sought to make her their own in their blunt, stupid, grasping way. They didn't know what she was, of course. No one knew. Only the sect leader. Each one learning about her from their predecessor at the moment of their ascension. The secret, as well as a set of vows, an oath of mutual loyalty. And those who refused the oath were killed at the very moment of their supposed triumph. Her children were good to her. In return, she was good to them. When the Wens tried to seize control of her, to make her nothing more than a fortress, she closed her eyes and allowed herself to disappear. To die. Destroyed in both body and soul, rather than allow herself to be used by those who killed her children. She did not expect that anyone would be able to reawaken her. Who could? It was impossible. Only the sect leader knew her secrets, and he was dead, dead long before he could pass his knowledge to his heir. And of course, it wasn't written down anywhere. Awakening, therefore, came as a surprise. It was even more of a surprise to realize that she was still herself, still the Lotus Pier of old. She had half expected the Wen sect to have cracked open her arrays and found a way to make her obedient. But no, it was not the Wens. It was a single man, little more than a half-grown boy, kneeling in the center of an array painted in his own heart's blood, his chest still wet as the bandages slowly soaked through. He was wearing her purple, embroidered with her lotuses. "My name is Jiang Cheng," he said, and her heart thrilled. Of course he was a Jiang. Only her children would be brave enough to attempt something as insane as this.
"Great Spirit, I come to you as a supplicant. I need your power to help me protect my home."
He did not know who she was. It amused her not to tell him, meaning only to hide it for a little. Only at first, of course. He was a Jiang and sect leader. They were bound together, the two of them, like the Nies and their sabers. It was fun at first. Jiang Cheng was rebuilding her body, each plank and joint fitting together. The wood from the best of trees, the arrays hidden within the walls. He spoke to her about it sometimes. It took him a while to get used to her dwelling inside of him, her presence at the back of his head. But in time, he got used to it. It didn't seem as if he had anyone else to talk to. He loved her dearly. She could see it in the way his hands were soft over her, the way he worried over small details, the way he insisted everything had to be perfect. He did not think she loved him. She didn't find that out until some time in. He was proud, her little Jiang, full of pride, but his shoulders were weighed down with grief and responsibility. He was not spontaneous, preferring rules that he could understand and implement. He had been a disappointment to someone once, and it had sunk into his bones. With a rule, he could do the right thing and hope to please. Without, he was on his own, and he had no faith in himself. He knew himself to be no genius, knew that all he had to offer was his hard work. And oh, he worked so hard. He tried so hard. And he thought that it meant nothing. Wei Wuxian knew the motto better than me, he said once. The impossible was easy for him. A snap of his fingers. Impulsive, reckless, free. A proper Jiang. He always said he had a mother and a father, that all the rumors about my father being his were false. But how could he know? Was he there when he was conceived? Or maybe it's just easy enough to understand. So easy that someone else's son can do it, and only I fail to grasp it. The Lotus Peer did not pay much attention to the bright sparks that drifted above her. Certainly didn't know them by name. She did not know who Wei Wuxian was. Still, her heart hurt to hear her Jiang speak about himself like that. You did the impossible, she reminded him. You survived, you revived, you returned, you summoned me. It doesn't matter, he said. I only did it because I'm the only one left. Anyone else would have done a better job than me, but there was only ever me. She argued with him, confused as to how the Jiang sect motto had been so perverted. It didn't matter if he was stiff and stern, if he liked rules, if he liked winning, if he was grumpy and rude and prone to yelling, expressing affection through his scolding rather than warmth. It didn't matter if his first thought each morning was of his obligations and what he needed to do, rather than what he wanted, that he put his sect first in his heart over all other matters. It didn't matter that he needed to think about what was right and what was wrong rather than simply knowing immediately in his heart what he should do. That was who he was, the boy he was born and the man he'd become. That was fine. All she'd ever cared about was that they be resolute and determined, brave enough to do what must be done without flinching. Her little Jiang Cheng, he did the impossible every day, all alone, and he never once realized it. Eventually, she told him who she was. He did not take it especially well, but then she'd expected that. He was most sensitive to matters of deception, tender in only the way a boy who had been a little too trusting could be. She regretted that she'd hurt him, that she hadn't realized that he wouldn't enjoy her teasing the way some of his ancestors did. But in the end, he had bound himself to her, body and soul, so it wasn't as though all his storming around could really have an impact. He did leave for a while. When he came back, he had a small child asleep in his arms, and a beatific expression of sheer joy. My sister's child, he explained, having apparently completely forgotten how she'd hurt him. He'd remember later, of course, in the dark of the night, when he counted all his grievances. But right now he needed to tell someone, and she was, very sadly, the only person he knew. Jin Liang,
When he's older, I'll introduce him to you.
She reminded him that her presence was usually a secret kept to the sect leader.
What good does that do? If I get killed, won't you just disappear again? Besides, he deserves to meet you. He deserves everything I can give him and more.
It turned out the sister was dead, too. Dead like his parents, like Wei Wuxian. He'd had an old grandmother who'd come back to help for a while, but she hadn't long survived burying her black-haired daughter. He only had the child, and her.
Time passed quickly enough, and the Lotus Pier flourished under Jiang Cheng's control. He indulged her just as he indulged his nephew, building her more bridges, more buildings, another pier or two. She was pleased by it, spoiled by it, used to it. And then something came and nearly destroyed it all. Someone.
She wasn't aware all the time, spending much of her time simply being the pier. And so she only saw a small part of it. Jiang Cheng screaming, not new. Sobbing, not especially new. And then running around like a maniac, begging for people to try to draw a sword from its sheath. New and a little disturbing. He retreated to the room that held her core and collapsed on the array.
It's not mine, he said, his face covered. It's all been him. Everything I've done, all his. Same as always. I'm always second to him.
He said more than that, too. Not very intelligently or coherently, but in time the story came out. He gave you nothing but power. You did the rest. You were the one who built me back up from nothing, alone. Not him, you. He left. You stayed.
Just wait, he said. Just wait. He'll come back one day, and then you'll see. He's just like what you like best. Better than me. Everyone likes him better. Even Jin Liang, you'll see.
The Lotus Pier did not keep people by force. She let her birds fly free, following their hearts. She did not consider herself abandoned when people left, no matter how good or bad the reason. And yet, he loves him, Jin Liang told her, curled up in his room. Uncle loves Senior Wei so much. He gave up everything for him, did he tell you? I live in his mind, I know. I don't know why he won't make up with him. Wei Wuxian followed his heart. Jiang Cheng followed his. Their paths conflicted. Their hearts broke. Who is to say the path chosen by one, trying his best, is better than the other's attempt to do the same?
But they'll both be happier if they make up. Senior Wei is, I don't know, I like him. It'd make Uncle happy to have him back. Even if only sometimes, even if only for a little. I wish there was something I could do.
Your uncle is competitive. Remind him that you love him best. It will help calm him. It wasn't clear to her what exactly Jin Liang did. It wasn't at the pier. But somehow Wei Wuxian came to visit, his husband in tow, a wary but hopeful expression on his face. They had dinner together, all of them. It was awkward and awful, Jiang Cheng alternating between snapping and biting his tongue, Wei Wuxian making light of things he shouldn't and dismissing past pain, Lan Wangji looking as though he'd rather be dead, and Jin Liang with his head in his hands more often than not.
Bring him to see me.
Absolutely not, Jiang Cheng blurted out.
Wei Wuxian, who had been in the middle of complaining about eating nothing but vegetables at family feasts, stared.
He wasn't talking to you,
Jin Liang clarified. But that didn't help. If anything, Wei Wuxian looked even more concerned.
He won't understand. Bring him to me.
Jiang Cheng swallowed, his fingers clenching in fear. She has told him time and time again that she would never abandon him, couldn't, but he still didn't believe her. Still, he loved her. He loved her best. He stood up.
Come with me, he said.
Where?
Lan Wangji asked, suspicious. The ancestral hall.
I thought you said I wasn't allowed in there,
Wei Wuxian said with a nervous laugh.
I need to show you something, Jiang Cheng said. Just you. There's someone I want you to meet.
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!